From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Hundreds of thousands of people are gathering in Iran's capital today, marking the anniversary of the Islamic Republic's founding 31 years ago. Security forces are spread out across Tehran to stop any counter-protests. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, told cheering supporters that Iran has finished production of its first highly enriched uranium. And as he once again declared Iran to be a nuclear state, he said Iran has no plans to build nuclear weapons. Iran says it needs the higher-grade fuel for its nuclear power plant, as the U.S. and others call for the U.N. to slap new sanctions on Tehran. The snowplows are rolling again this morning along much of the East Coast as it digs out from its second blizzard in less than a week. Many schools remain shut down, and federal workers are getting another day off. They've been off all week because of the ice and snow. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
People in snowier climates may scoff at the Mid-Atlantic, but it's a lot of snow. Even plows were forced to stop. Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. hit new snow records, and there's a chance a third storm could hit the region next week. While D.C., Philly, and Baltimore struggle to dig out, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says all his city streets will be plowed by today, and he had some bad news for school kids.
City public schools will resume classes. Sorry about that for those that wanted another day off.
Philadelphia, D.C., and Baltimore students fared better. Their schools remain closed. Meanwhile, Washington's representative in Congress is asking the president to declare a federal emergency so the city can get money to help it recover from its record snowfall. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Forecaster Mike Eckert at the National Weather Service says the East Coast will be getting a bit of a break today from the wintry weather.
The system that really pummeled northeastern part of the country has moved out to sea, and we just have some light flurries left across Long Island and extreme southeastern Massachusetts. So we'll have some gusty winds today. It'll still be cold in the northeastern U.S.
Power crews are hoping the better weather today will help them as they work to restore electricity to thousands of customers in states such as New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Rescue teams working along a major road in the mountains of Afghanistan say they are not giving up hope of finding more survivors from this week's massive avalanches. About 3,000 people have been rescued after tons of snow and debris buried cars, trucks, and buses along a two-mile stretch of road. Crews are using bulldozers, shovels, and pickaxes to try to reach people who are buried in their vehicles. That road connects a mountain pass from the north to the Afghan capital, Kabul. The death toll stands at 167 from that avalanche. This is NPR News from Washington. Weather continues to be a concern ahead of tomorrow's start to the Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver. A series of storms is expected to bring rain and snow to Olympic venues. But as NPR's Howard Berkus explains, snow is not necessarily welcome at this point.
Near freezing temperatures and a mix of rain, snow, and fog are forecast for the first weekend of Olympic competition at all outdoor Olympic venues. Crews have been trucking and flying in snow for the Cypress Mountain venue and piling it on top of hay bales that provide the base for snowboarding and freestyle skiing courses. They're also inserting tubes of dry ice into the snow to slow melting. Mogul skiers trained on their course this week, and they say it's ready. At the skiing and sliding venues in and near Whistler, snow just before and during races can actually be a problem, affecting the consistency of the competition surface. Crews at the men's downhill course are preparing for that by injecting water into the snow, which then freezes and preserves the slope. Fog is a concern because limited visibility can force training and competition delays. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
The Obama administration believes the U.S. economy will add nearly 100,000 jobs a month this year. That's according to a report released today by the Council of Economic Advisers. It also credits the president's stimulus plan with creating or saving about 2 million jobs. Republican House Whip Eric Cantor says the report praises what he describes as the president's failed economic policies while blaming those before him. The U.S. economy has lost nearly 8.5 million jobs since December of 2007. Unemployment is expected to hover around 10% for the rest of the year. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.